Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guests are Adam Mook and Gretchen Blau from Logistics Plus. Guys, thanks so much for joining us. Adam, can you provide your full name and title, and what's your background, and what's your primary job function at Logistics Plus?
Hi, my name is Adam Mook. I am with Logistics Plus Incorporated, and my position here is the Global Trade Compliance Department Manager. And so our Global Trade Compliance Department kind of does two primary functions. One, we assist internally with the company to make sure that we're compliant with all the various global laws and regulations that oversee us as a global freight forwarding and logistics company. And then secondly, we assist our freight customers ensuring that they're shipping their products, exporting, importing, and also shipping domestically with all the laws and regulations that go into shipping their products to and from various locations around the world.
Adam, what does global trade compliance really mean, and what services does Logistics Plus provide that encompasses this area of logistics?
Global trade compliance basically talks about when you ship a product from point A to point B, there's all kind of various laws and regulations that oversee that shipment, whether that be customs regulations, whether it be product specific requirements that you need. So we basically help the companies ensuring they have the right documentation, the contents within the documentation is correct, and able to allow that product to move through customs authorities around the world more efficiently and legally.
Gretchen, can you provide your full name and title?
Hi, my name is Gretchen Blau. I'm the Logistics Plus Customs Brokerage Manager, and I'm also a licensed customs broker.
And Gretchen, what's your role at LP?
So what I do is I file all the customs paperwork for the shipments coming into the country. I classify all the goods that are coming in with an HTS code. That's a harmonized tariff schedule code. I make sure that the value is right, the weight is right, the description's correct, and then make that filing with U.S. Customs and Border Protection and make sure that all the duties are paid, all the customs fees are paid on behalf of our customer.
What's your background?
Well, I have a background in management information systems. When I interned at Logistics Plus, Jim sent me to an offsite job, a contracted job, and said, it's a bunch of computer stuff and a bunch of legal stuff. You'll get the legal stuff. You already understand the computer stuff. So I learned all the legal stuff, and eventually, after a few years of that, I took my customs brokerage exam and passed it, and we started our own customs brokerage division.
Gretchen, what is customs brokerage, and what services does Logistics Plus provide to help companies who import goods?
Well, we review everything for each commodity. We make sure that it's classified correctly because the classification is what determines the tariff rate on everything. And we take a very personal touch with our customers. We go over everything very carefully. We get to know their product much more so than a larger brokerage would do, in order to make sure they are paying the correct duty rate, and you know, make sure that they're not overpaying, they're not underpaying, they're paying the exact right amount so they don't get themselves in trouble and they're not paying too much.
In 2018, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection began collecting increased tariffs on Chinese products, effectively beginning the trade war. What did this move mean for Logistics Plus and your clients?
It means a lot more homework and making sure that everything is classified correctly. Means a lot more sourcing determinations that the importer has to make, because as long as they stay out of sourcing from China, with the exception of solar panels, steel, aluminum, they can pay a reduced amount importing from other countries. So they've really been doing a lot of research as to where they're sourcing all their parts and all their goods, in order to try and reduce the impact that the 10, 25, 30% as appropriate, you know, tariffs are having on them. The importer is the one paying the tariff, to be clear. It's not China. So it's really making landed costs go up for the importers.
I would imagine this has really changed how you interact with your clients, right?
Exactly. There's a lot of questions that go back and forth now to make sure, not that we weren't careful before, but, you know, just the tiniest little detail that, you know, that we didn't think as much about in the past. You know, we have these list fours that are coming up. One's already in effect. One's coming into effect in December, as an example. There's some shoes on one list, there's some shoes on the other list. Just the smallest detail can tell you whether it's subject to the China tariffs already or not. You know, just the sole, the upper, that type of thing can make a difference in the classification and therefore in the tariff rate.
Adam, will the trade war affect prices through inflation?
Well, many of our customers are sourcing components from China that go into a finished product. So that by yes, in order to recoup the extra 25% and their landed cost now for that component that goes into the finished product, they are now having to increase the prices of their product that they're selling. And so then consumers like you and I are now paying more for products that have China material within that finished product when we go to purchase it. So the consumers are seeing the effects.
How do you envision these affecting things in the short term?
So when we talk about short term, it definitely is short term, and things are changing daily. You know, a tweet goes out by the president, and then all of a sudden there's a new requirement that we then have to communicate to our importing customers and to our freight team that is helping the client work with the import shipment from China. So we've learned, you know, this is unlike anything in recent history in terms of the customs compliance and logistics industry when sourcing from China. We really have to be on our toes because things are literally changing on a daily and weekly basis.
Has there ever been a time as volatile as now?
No, not at all. It's literally, you know, the list four that went into effect, they kept talking about 10%, 10%, 10%. And when it went into effect, it's 15%. And the other thing to remember is, it's not official until it's in the Federal Register. There can be tweets going out and you know, we have to wait and see how things settle and then get into the Federal Register. And that can be a lapse of, you know, 1 to 2 weeks where we're telling our customers, well, we're not sure as of yet. We have to wait till it's actually published in the Federal Register. So there's just so much uncertainty. And, you know, we like being able to tell our customers definitive answers. And that's been my biggest issue with this whole process, that we have to say I don't know a lot. And that is something I, you know, people that are looking for advice on how to import, you don't want to tell them I don't know. That's not a good way to do business, to be perfectly honest. So it's unlike anything we've ever seen.
Are your customers getting frustrated with this?
Oh yes, definitely. I just had a customer that is, you know, starting his own shop, and he imported something from China. He tried doing everything on his own and he was getting very frustrated. So another customer that we worked with sent him to me, and I had to break the news about the China tariffs. He wasn't happy. He was very nice to me, and he was very nice in understanding that I'm only the messenger. But he was very frustrated by the whole process and said, well, this is the last time I source from China for a while. And he said, next time, you know, he goes through this process, you know, from another country or whatnot, he will totally engage a customs broker. He said me, which is good. Before he even starts the process, when he's even looking into the landed cost to make sure it's worthwhile.
I bet you can't wait to get back to a sense of normalcy, right?
Well, it keeps us on our toes. I mean, yeah, it's like Gretchen said, all the back and forth and not being able to give a customer a definitive answer. And then you have, like, I think like it was the third list back in May where there was dates that were conflicting. Originally it was, well, it'll be going from, 15 to 25% for one of the lists on May 1st. And then people were like, well, is that the date that the container leaves China, or is that the date that it arrives at the port in the U.S. And so then there was different conflicting dates and that went back and forth. So it was, you know, it was very challenging to keep on top of all that. And but yeah, we are looking forward to getting past all this, and hopefully there'll be a resolution between the two countries soon.
Who would you say the trade war impacts most?
I would say the importer, the everyday company that's, you know, for years they've been sourcing product, material going into a finished product. Now their whole, you know, supply chain budget is blown up. They gotta carry forth those extra costs into their prices to their customers, and I would say from what we see it as a customs broker, it's the importer that is affecting their bottom line.
What specific tariff changes have happened, if you could mention a few?
Well, it started off with washing machines and solar panels, then it moved on to steel and aluminum, and now it's pretty much affecting everything across the board. There's not a chapter. All the commodities that are imported are divided into chapters. All the chapters are affected as of now. So it's kind of grabbing all the different commodities. So, and you know, to add to what Adam said about the importers, it definitely is impacting the importers, but it's impacting consumers as well. I went to put in some flooring and was this spring and was told, well, hurry up and get it because the tariffs are going to increase. And I said, oh, I know all about that. So he was just planning on you know, passing it along. So I think it's probably affecting both equally. It's not, I don't know. I don't live in China, so I'm tending to say it's not affecting the China manufacturers as much as probably some people have hoped, because things are still being purchased over here. So
it sounds like all of the recent tariff and coding changes have created a lot of confusion among importers and exporters. Has that created new opportunity for Logistics Plus?
Oh yeah. We answer so many questions throughout the day that we've expanded our staffing and whatnot. We've added a broker in Dallas. We've added staff in our South Carolina department, and we've added staff here as well, just to stay on top of all the questions and all the inquiries into, you know, free trade agreements. Anyway, someone can save some money. You know, it's kind of a specialized field, so it's hard to just go out on the street and find someone. So, you know, it means that, you know, we have to really search for the right individual to fill that niche and be able to answer the questions and file entries and whatnot. So
would you say you've been able to actually pick up new clientele through this?
Well, I think so, because we are so, you know, smaller. When you think about the big guys out there, if I can name names, UPS, FedEx, that type of thing, they don't have the time to give this individual attention to the smaller importers and answer those questions. And people have a lot of questions because there's just so much and, you know, new stuff every day. They're very worried. They don't want to call and get an automated system because they have actual pressing questions that affect them. And, you know, having that personal touch is something we take an immense amount of pride in. We might not be able to solve their problem, but at least we can, you know, help them figure out a solution by giving them all the information we can at the time. And hopefully, you know, we're making an impact there.
The other thing to add to that too, it's people have to remember, like, we get a lot of inquiries from our customers that are exporting to the United States, so not just in China, but we have customers all throughout the EU, Australia, you know, India, and they are shipping products to the US that have China origin products. So the tariffs are looking at the country of origin of the material, not just item that's being shipped from China. So you could have clothing articles by a shipper over in Germany, and those clothes are from China, and so their customers in the US are paying the duty because of the origin of the clothing is China. So we're getting a lot of inquiries and increased you know, business from people all over the world that are shipping to the U.S. that have China origin materials that they're shipping.
What has the trade war meant to the global economy?
a lot of confusion. Yeah.
It's kind of an open-ended question. There's many, you know, sides to that, but definitely confusion among both the shippers shipping to the U.S. and also the importers, and the folks in the logistics industry too.
And it hasn't necessarily brought any business back home to the U.S. because there's certain commodities where, you know, like certain resins and whatnot are only sourced overseas. You know, different machine parts are only sourced overseas. So it doesn't necessarily bring business home, unfortunately.
Are there other ways that this is affecting the business?
It's become very time consuming for us. Which is taking away from, you know, other aspects, you know, of the way we operate, taking away from our, you know, time for sales and marketing, taking away from time for, it's almost eating away from the other customers that aren't affected, that don't import from China or China origin material, because it's become so time consuming among our staff, because we constantly just are getting hammered with all these questions, but we get through it, and it just makes for longer work days for us.
Has the confusion subsided at all, or is it still just as volatile?
I think it's just as volatile today, especially with the fourth list that they've split in half. And now everyone's like, well, was my stuff on this list or is it on that list? So, and then trying to find out what the deadline is, when can I bring it in, how long do I have? I mean, this is probably the only time in history where at times air freight is cheaper than ocean freight, because you have to get it here so quickly sometimes.
I would imagine it's incumbent upon Logistics Plus to make sure you know products and their function to make sure everything is classified correctly.
Just sometimes a picture's worth a thousand words. We've had incidences where, you know, someone that's in a certain industry will use terminology that doesn't necessarily match the customs terminology. And so if you're really not sure you're speaking the same language, and this could be, you know, an importer here in the U.S., you're still not speaking the same language because you don't use the same terminology every day. We had someone, you know, call apart one thing, and then when I showed her what it was, she said, that's not what I'm going to be importing. This is what I'm going to be importing. And I was defining it by customs terms, and she was defining it by her industry's terms. Once I saw the picture, then, you know, everything clicked and fell into place. And I said, well, that's not what it's called for customs purposes. And so now you're paying a lower duty rate. And she was very happy about that. But like I said, sometimes it has to go to that, you know, that level where you please send me a picture so I know what you're talking about.
I know that part of the tariff changes means that you have to work with third parties like law firms to see if your clients qualify for exclusion from the new tariffs. Does this volatility lead to increased costs for Logistics Plus and your clientele?
Well, we had one of our corporate attorneys, Bruce Navarro, basically vet a few Washington, D.C. law firms, because if we point someone in that direction and we think that might be of benefit to them to file for an exclusion or whatnot, we really wanted to make sure we were finding a law firm that wasn't jumping on the bandwagon, so to speak, of all this, you know, tariff confusion. We wanted some law firms that had experience with this type of filing with the federal government and whatnot, and had the contacts. So we did have Bruce take the time to go through and vet some law firms so that we were comfortable knowing that they had a history in doing this, and knowing that if we recommend a law firm to one of our customers, we felt comfortable that they had the experience necessary to do a good job and to, you know, explore all the avenues necessary to help our customer, you know, avoid paying unnecessary duty.
What has been the single most frustrating thing about all this?
I think I said it before, just not being able to give definitive answers because it's been so confusing and things change from day to day. It's really been the biggest frustration I have, because I really like being able to help our customers and give them answers. And when you can't give them, your customers answers, it's kind of a disappointment.
Yeah, and I would add, just like we both mentioned earlier, it's just so time consuming. On the not just our end, but the importers end, everyone's spending time trying to figure this all out, and And then it's just very difficult to navigate all of this. But we get through it. So we'll see how it ends up.
How do you keep up with all the changes?
I mean, we subscribe to a lot of trade emails that come through, also the CBP emails that come through, the customs emails. Just paying closer attention to the news. I was always kind of a news junkie, but I'm more so now because I have to be, although sometimes I would like to turn it off because I'm kind of tired of it, but can't do that. You got to stay on top of things.
How does LP assist importers and exporters in navigating this environment?
Well, our global trade compliance department has a variety of services to assist companies engaged in international trade. And we just recently unveiled a new marketing program and sales effort. And so one of those services we offer is Global Harmonized Tariff Code, HTS code classification, both for the U.S. and other countries around the world. And so a lot of companies are sending us lists of SKUs, a list of parts, and saying, hey, I have no idea what my HTS code is. Can you guys help to classify them? So that's a service we offer. Other companies do have HTS codes, but perhaps they need a second set of eyes and they haven't visited them in a while. And now, you know, with China 301, it's becoming more and more important. So we kind of look over their existing lists. We also, one of our services that's kind of been taking off since China 301, honestly, is we offer written import compliance manuals for companies, which is basically, you know, looking at what products they source, products that they import, and handling the import all the way from when they're negotiating the purchase all the way until it ships and clears customs and arrives at their door. So it's basically a playbook of helping companies and their staff to import the products, you know, into the U.S. and get them to their door. We also offer workforce employee training. We go on site to various companies, not just locally, but all over the U.S., and we provide seminars and training on a variety of topics, like whether it's Incoterms, importing, export compliance, free trade agreements, and various other topics.
I would imagine this goes back to the company's philosophy in helping the client no matter what.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, the purpose of the manuals and the training is to help alleviate some of that confusion and let them know there's companies out there like ours that can help them walk through these challenging times and so forth.
You know, guys, looking at your crystal ball, do you have any idea how these tariffs will play out over the next couple years?
To be perfectly honest, we sometimes don't have an idea of what's happening next week. It's very confusing. I really can't give a good prediction on that, to be perfectly honest. I certainly hope that there will be more certainty in the next, you know, coming months so that importers have a chance to plan. That's been one of the things that, you know, has been a big challenge for importers. They just can't plan, and it would be nice to see importers be able to make a plan beyond a few months in order to, you know what's going on as far as the tariffs are going, and know what their landed costs will be and have a good prediction of that. So
yeah, I would just say in terms of predicting, it's just so difficult. You see in the news that the two countries, the two presidents are saying, you know, things are looking promising, and they go to the negotiation table, and then they have some talks, and they both come back and say they're nowhere near coming to an agreement. And then another month or two passes by, and then they go back to the trading table, and everyone gets excited, and then it's been a revolving door of that for the past year and a half, and it's tough for us to predict, you know, how much longer this could go on for, or I don't personally see an end in sight. And I think what they'll do, I don't think it'll just be where the China tariffs just all of a sudden end completely. I think they'll just phase them, maybe go from like 25% back down to 15, you know, something like that. It'll be phased out over time. But I could be completely wrong, and tomorrow we could all wake up and then the tariffs are just gone. So who knows? We have no idea.
And the thing is, we've had really low tariffs for a really long while. So trying to fix them in this, you know, all at once type of attitude leads to, you know, not being able to plan or whatnot. Probably a better plan would have been to do this a little bit more gradually, but obviously that's not how it went, so we just have to deal with it.
Guys, thanks again for joining us. Finally, if somebody has any questions about any of this, how could they get in touch with you guys?
So these are challenging times. We know importers and exporters have a lot of questions. So if they want to get a hold of us, our email is C as in cat, B as in boy, S at logisticsplus.net. Or you can go to our website, logisticsplus.net. Our contact information is there. You can give us a call or whatnot. And we're always more than happy to help answer those questions and help you work through it.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard Fridays at 12:30 p.m. Join us again next week as Dr. Ford is in the Business Spotlight.